This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, no future in America anymore for conservatives, you know? Wasn't there a movie out there, No Future for Men or something? I forgot what it was. No Future for Old Men, No Land for Old Men. There's no future in America anymore for conservatives. I was praying and I was hoping and I was assuming Parler would be back now, right about now. He said the last week of January he hoped to be back, and nothing has happened. It's not back, and now the Parler CEO, John Matzy, says he's been terminated by his own board. I did not participate in this decision. The future of Parler is no longer in my hands. Parler was nothing more than Twitter with mostly conservatives. And I had 96,000 fans. And now it's gone forever? Or it's now going to come back in a different form that will not be attractive to conservatives? Or it's going to come back in a form that's filled with censorship so you can't say what you want to say? Parler has terminated CEO John Matzy. To my knowledge, he was the founder of Parler. On January 29, 2021, the Parler board controlled by Rebecca Mercer, you know that is, that's the gal who backed Steve Bannon, the Mercer family, very conservative, decided to immediately terminate my position as CEO of Parler. I did not participate in this decision. I understand those who now control the company have made some communications to employees and other third parties that have unfortunately created confusion and prompted me to make this public statement. I believe it's his company, and she gave him the money, the backing, and she's on the board, and they fired him, his own company. Matzy wrote, over the past few months, he's been met with constant resistance to his original vision for the social media platform following Amazon Web Services' decision to shut Parler down for failure to moderate egregious content. Over the past few months, I've met constant resistance to my product vision, my strong belief in free speech, and my view of how the Parler site should be managed. For example, I advocated for more product stability and what I believe is a more effective approach to content moderation. Parler did not immediately respond to a comment. I have worked endless hours and fought constant battles to get the Parler site running, but at this point, the future of Parler is no longer in my hands. I want to thank the Parler employees, the people on Parler, and Parler supporters for their tireless work and devotion to the company. Many of them have become my second family. Parler, a social media app, was widely embraced by Trump supporters because it favored free speech and saw a spike in users following Twitter's permanent suspension of President Trump. If you can't see what's happening, free speech is gone. You know, it's amazing. 4 years of Trump, we said what we wanted, we did what we wanted, and the whole time I kept thinking, it's amazing in Europe, in England, in France, in Germany, you can't have a conservative talk show. You can't say any of the things I say on Twitter or Facebook. And there's nothing wrong with anything I'm saying. But you're not allowed to have a view different than the government or what the government thinks is mainstream. It's totally mainstream. Ask around America. And everyone's got the same views as me. Not all Muslims are perfect people. I don't hate Muslims. But there's a lot of radical Muslims out there who want to kill us. And radical Islam is bad. Under Obama, you couldn't say radical Islam. No one in his administration was allowed to say radical Islam, and they stopped the military from saying radical Islam. They couldn't say the enemy is radical Islam. They couldn't say terrorists are radical Islam. And now they've come full circle. Because now, not only are you not under Biden, I'm sure, going to be allowed to ever talk about radical Islam, but you're going to say the only real domestic terrorists are right-wing Wayne Roots. It's so bizarre. Everything that we believe in is the same as the Founding Fathers. But see, here's an example. You could believe in the same things as George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, and you could believe in the U.S. Constitution, and you could believe in the Bill of Rights, and you could believe in all those wonderful, great things that made America the greatest country in world history. And that makes you the enemy. You believe in the founding principles of America, that makes you a bad person, a racist, and the enemy. And the people who hate America are the heroes. And here's a guy, he founded his company, and they kicked him out of his company. Because he believes in free speech. Matzi emerged as a star of conservative media amid the chaos surrounding his company being taken offline by Amazon, making regular cable news appearances to defend free speech. And he told staffers he will take a few weeks off before searching for a new venture. After that, I'll be looking for new opportunities where my technical acumen, vision, and the causes I'm passionate about will be required and respected. So hopefully he starts a new parlor, but hopefully I also, you know, deep down, hope that this means parlors coming back very quickly, just without Matzi, and of course with a little more censorship and a little less free speech, but hopefully better than Twitter, because if it's exactly the same as Twitter, then what good have you done? How can everything be the same? Don't you attract customers by being different? You know, it's kind of like the battle between Newsmax and Fox News. Remember, I was the number one show at Newsmax for 3 years and in the number one position, 8 p.m. East Coast time. The primetime television show on Newsmax is Wayne Allyn for 3 years, 750-plus shows. And then Newsmax fired me because I was too conservative. And then, all of a sudden, the whole brouhaha developed with Fox News, and suddenly, Wayne Root's views were back in mode, right? Wayne Root's views were hip again. Everybody left Fox News. They all went to Newsmax because they all tried to convince you Newsmax is the new conservative alternative. Really? They fired Wayne Root because I was too conservative. But you're saying Newsmax is conservative, really? And I told you the worm would turn. And I was right. I have no agenda against Newsmax. Anytime they call, I appear as a guest. And if tomorrow I can't stand Fox, I think they're traitors to the conservative cause. But if tomorrow Fox calls and says, you're a guest, I go, great. I'm always willing to give my views or debate on any channel anywhere. So I don't have to like everything about every channel to appear on that channel. As long as they get my views out on my soapbox, on their soapbox, I'm happy. So I'll go on Newsmax tomorrow. I'm thrilled when they call to invite me on, but don't try and tell me they're more conservative than Fox News. It's a lie. It's a total con. Because I was there. I'm the insider who knows that I was fired for being too conservative. So absolutely, they're not conservative. They're certainly not conservative the way you and I are. Newsmax is no different. I'm not saying anything bad about them. They're no different than Fox News. The reality is they're all corporate-owned. And corporations and their billion-dollar companies, Newsmax is probably not worth $1 billion, and they're all owned by people that are scared to death of controversy, which is so ironic because you cannot be popular without being controversial. Okay, when you're controversial like Wayne Root and Donald Trump, you're popular. People tune in to hear you speak. And when you're not, they don't. And so the very thing that makes you popular, they want to stop. Remember that movie Private Parts about Howard Stern's career? And he always talked about his boss, who I think he called Pig Vomit, if my memory serves me right. He hated his boss so much he called him Pig Vomit. And every time he'd say something that would make the ratings soar, Pig Vomit would call him up and tell him, you're fired, or you're suspended, or don't ever say that again, or you're going to be fired or suspended. They don't want you to ever, A, have free speech, B, be yourself, C, have good personality, D, say something that's interesting in the media. And, which is ironic, because if you're one of those people that's corporate like them, and you don't say interesting things, and you don't say controversial things, nobody watches your show, and it gets canceled. So what they want are boring people, and they want everyone to be boring, so you have no choice but to watch boring. But see, that won't work. You know why? Because now we have the internet, right? It's nothing new. We've had the internet since, what, 1997? So, because there's the internet, you can stream your own show. Because there's YouTube, and you can stream your own show. Because you have Parler and Twitter, and you can make statements that you wouldn't be able to make on TV. Suddenly, there's an option and an alternative to a boring TV network or boring TV networks where they don't let you say what you want to say. Or they don't let you be as conservative as the people who voted for Trump. 74 million of us all say the same thing as Wayne Root and Donald Trump. So if Newsmax won't let you be that person, if Fox News won't let you be that person, then you just go elsewhere, right? So now they're trying to clamp down on elsewhere. They don't want you to be on Twitter. They don't want you to be on Facebook. They don't want you to be on YouTube. They don't want you to be on Instagram. And they don't want you to be on Newsmax. They don't want any alternative. They want everyone to be boring and do corporate speak and never see anything controversial and never see anything that turns on 74 million Trump voters. And then they're happy. And if there's nowhere else to go, then they shut you out and your career's over. And they just keep hiring boring people. It's really funny. It's just bizarre. You know, and my lawyer, by the way, I've had the same lawyer for 35 years. And he's Jewish from Los Angeles and very liberal. He was my lawyer when I had nothing to do with politics. And he's been my lawyer for 35 years. He represents some of the biggest stars in Hollywood or director stars and producer stars. He's a contract lawyer. He can write the best contracts and he can negotiate the best contracts, but he's a huge liberal. So when I got into politics, he still was my lawyer for 35 years. I'm not going to change my lawyer. And he watched Newsmax, and here was his exact quote. Wayne, I may disagree with everything you say. Everything you say I disagree with, but I love watching you because you are so entertaining. And I'm sure that's what my audience thinks on radio as well. Very entertaining guy. Doesn't matter if you like me or hate me. You love the way I speak and communicate and entertain. And my lawyer said, I hate everything you say, but man, is it fun to watch you. And he said, all the new people they've hired at Newsmax are the most boring people I've ever seen in my entire life. And I, the liberal that says he likes watching Wayne Root, could never watch any of them. They're boring. They're like watching wet paint dry. They have nothing interesting to say. That's what Newsmax wants for their lineup. That's what Fox News wants for their lineup. That's what everybody wants for their lineup. You're either liberal or boring or DC swamp or big government or never controversial. Nothing you say can be different than what your corporate masters want you to say. Or you're fired. And they want to make sure there's no other choice for you to go somewhere else. That's what's happened in the United States of America. When we get back, Andrew Cuomo announces indoor dining can now resume in New York, despite coronavirus being worse than when he banned it. Do you understand? When Trump is president, it's not bad. COVID is not bad. And they ban dining, and they lock down businesses, and they ruin your life. And when it gets much worse, but Biden's president, they open everything up again. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allen Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I was just telling my war stories. Excuse the pun. My war radio, TV. You can't? Well, you'll dump it. All right. Let's go back. We'll start again. This whole industry is filled with a-holes. I can say that, right? Total jerks. Total jerks. And when I say this industry, I don't mean radio. I mean radio and TV, media in general, attracts the most insecure, egomaniacal maniacs and rude, offensive people you've ever seen in your life. Just like from Private Parts, Howard Stern's movie, you know, where he called his boss pig vomit. You know, when I was at FNN, my bosses were pig vomit. You know, there's just a lot of people in this industry that are just impossible to get along with and impossible to work for. And they're just psychotic. They're psychotic. They're mentally ill. And it just brought back some memories. And I was just talking about them with Chris. And Chris, my producer and board op, about my FNN days, Financial News Network. Just psychotic people. I mean, the type of people that would literally throw you against the wall, start a fight, and literally, when you see them 2 years later, after you've left the network and you want nothing to do with them, they're horrible people, they're violent people, they're offensive people, and then when you see them 2 years later, hey, Wade, how are you, man? And they hug you like nothing ever happened. You mean you didn't start a fight with me? You didn't try to intimidate me? You didn't threaten my career? You didn't say that you're going to kick my ass and then call security and have me arrested and have me go to prison? You didn't say that? That's not what happened? Whew. You're talking about bad people who run the media business. You have no idea. Everyone you watch on TV, there's so many psychotic people above them. And if you say the wrong thing, you know, I remember when Judge Jeanine was suspended from the air. I remember when Wayne Root was suspended from Newsmax because I said something about George Soros, that I said he was the enemy of America. He is the enemy of America. Of course he's the enemy of America. And I'm an opinion guy, and that's my opinion. And it's an opinion show. And I believe this country's under attack by many globalist billionaires like George Soros, who hated Trump and hated America. Can you imagine a conservative network suspending someone for saying something like that? That's what you're dealing with. People who are scared of their own shadow. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show, how real does this show get, right? I tell you everything. I tell you all the inside scoop. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 35 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, working at the highest levels of Wall Street, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for his clients. In 2003, he left Wall Street when he realized it's a con game. It's a scam. You know, they're not there to make anybody money except the billionaire customers. But the little guys, nobody cares about the little guys. Kip realized that, and he left Wall Street, left behind a beautiful career, and founded VRA, his daily investment and economic newsletter. And his VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I'm a witness. I've known Kip for 18 going on 19 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. It's very cool. Let him prove how good VRA really is and how consistently he beats the market. Kip is offering his VRA membership free for 2 weeks, completely free for 2 weeks to all the Wayne Root fans. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Again, free two-week membership at VRAinsider.com. So Andrew Cuomo announces indoor dining. Speaking of psychotic people, here's a guy that thought he should write a book about leadership and bask in what a brilliant leader he was. And get, I believe, nominated for an Emmy Award. I'm surprised he didn't get a Nobel Peace Prize after he sent 13,000 old people to their death with his rule that you have to be returned to a nursing home if you want to, if you have COVID, and you don't have to stay in the hospital. So he sent people home who were still sick, and they got everybody else in the whole nursing home sick. Literally responsible for the death of 13,000-plus people. But Andrew Cuomo announces indoor dining can resume despite the fact that coronavirus is much worse now than when he banned it under Trump. Nearly every coronavirus metric is worse now than when he banned indoor dining. When Cuomo announced December 11th indoor dining would be banned in New York, the seven-day average of coronavirus cases per 100,000 people was 40.2. When he announced January 29th indoor dining could resume, the number was 66.1, 64% higher than the average case counts in December. But it's all because the president is now Biden. Average hospitalizations per 100,000 people, seven-day average was 209 on December 11th. Now it's 335, and he's opening indoor dining. Seven-day positivity rate was 4. When the ban was announced, it's 5.3 now that the ban is being lifted. Is this the most bizarre thing you've ever heard? No. No, because I said from day one it's a scam. Not coronavirus. There is a pandemic. There is a flu. And some old people will die from it. I'm sorry. But the scam is the reaction to it by Democrat governors.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
States and districts have got to follow the science and get American education back on track.
Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell on Wednesday, saying we need to get schools back open as the Senate debates more funding for them. Republican Senator from Utah Mitt Romney adding,
the funding that we're describing is something which the teachers union is very happy to receive, but which will not result in actual improvement in the scores and the performance of our young people.
The director of the CDC, Dr. Rachel Walensky, adding that it's safe for schools to reopen, even though teachers have not all been vaccinated. The Dow adding 36 points to close at 37.24. The S&P edged out 4 points to close at 30.30. And the NASDAQ lost 2 to finish at 13.611. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root, John Cribb is with us, author of Old Abe, an historical novel about Abraham Lincoln. And I didn't pick him because I want to hear so much about Abraham Lincoln, although I do. I mean, I like Abraham Lincoln. I think he's a great man. But I really picked this interview with John Cribb, the author, because Facebook rejected ads for Old Abe. And again, it's just more media censorship. It's more snowflake idiocy. What could possibly be so controversial about Abraham Lincoln that Facebook wouldn't take the ads? John Cribb, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a great question. You know, what's wrong with this? Yeah.
And so what was wrong? And did they give you a reason?
Well, the reason they gave us, and I should preface it by saying this is a historical novel about Abraham Lincoln. It just covers the last 5 years of his life. So the publisher, this was in December when this first started, decided to take out a couple of social media ads to help promote the book and design some very, very nice ads and submitted them to Facebook and other platforms. And they were rejected at Facebook, which surprised us because, like I say, it's a pretty, you know, straightforward historical novel about Abraham Lincoln. And we jumped through the hoops that we needed to jump through to appeal the process, and we ran out of appeals, and, you know, the final word from Facebook was this ad will not run. And the reason they gave us was that it violated their ban on ads about social issues, elections, and politics. This is a ban that Facebook put in place just before the 2020 presidential election as part of their effort to crack down on, quote, disinformation, unquote. And so, you know, that was it. And it's of course absurd. Now, here's the thing. The ad, consists of three quotes. That's all it is. Three quotes.
Okay.
And one is from Mike Pence saying this is the best Lincoln book I've ever read. The other's from Bill Bennett saying this book makes you love Lincoln. And the other's from a review in the Civil War Monitor magazine saying this book will appeal to generations of readers. One or two things happened. And I've talked to several people in the industry that think this is what happened. You know, either there's somebody or an algorithm on Facebook that Lincoln just tripped it up. Because Lincoln is, you know, his statue's been pulled down. His name has been taken off school in San Francisco recently. Or we think what's happened is probably the name Mike Pence and perhaps Bill Bennett triggered some algorithm or some ad checker.
No, it triggered a snowflake is what it triggered. It triggered
Snowflake, yes, exactly. And we got booted. So, you know, it's absurd because this book has nothing to do with 2020 election or current politics or social issues. It's a historical novel about Abraham Lincoln trying to remind people what, you know, great man he was and the service he performed to this country. But it's dangerous because it's part of a spreading pattern of censorship and suppression of speech in the public square. And like it or not, social media has become a big part of our public square. And this is, you know, it's just one book and it's just, you know, one ad on Facebook, but it's the kind of collateral damage that you get when big tech companies make these sweeping rules that affect millions of people about what and can't get, and, you know, cannot be said in the public square. And if they keep exerting and expanding these kind of powers, then this kind of collateral damage is going to get worse and worse, and people are not going to like it one bit.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you telling me this Facebook ban, I know your book had nothing to do with it anyway, but on social issues, elections, or politics, but even if it did, I thought the ban was only set up for the election. You're saying it's permanent? Is it always?
They have not lifted it yet, as far as I know. At least, I mean, I haven't checked in the last day or so. They put it in place before the election. They left it in place. They lifted it for the state of Georgia temporarily by that election.
Oh, that's okay.
Political ads run. Yeah, then they put it, when that election was over, they put it back in place, and they have left it in place for the time being.
By the way, if you're so concerned, Facebook, with politics, we're talking to John Cribb, who wrote the book Old Abe. If you're so concerned, Facebook, with politics and you're banning politics, then how come the Georgia election was allowed?
Yeah. good question.
I mean, a very controversial election, right? I mean, I don't understand. Why would that be an exception to the rule? That's idiotic and absolutely wrong-headed and hypocritical as well. But let me ask you a couple other questions, because maybe you know more about this issue. You seem to be obviously a student of Abraham Lincoln. So what is the argument from liberals in the first place, why you would ever take down a statue of Lincoln or why you would take down a name of Lincoln on a school, when if you're a liberal or you're a minority, he should be your hero? He fought a war and 500,000 people died just to free the slaves. Am I missing something?
Yeah, no, it's very puzzling, isn't it? It really is.
What do they claim, though?
Well, in the case of Lincoln, in the case of a school in San Francisco, they're complaining about that he signed the Homestead Act of 1862, which set aside, 160 acres per settler out west to settle. And it did displace, Native Americans. There's no doubt about that. But they don't like that. And then there was a Dakota War of 1862 that they are concerned about, in which hundreds of settlers and Sioux Indians died. And at the end of that, some military tribunals tried and convicted 303 Sioux prisoners to death. What I think a lot of them don't know is that Lincoln, when he heard about that, he asked for the trial transcripts to be sent to him, and he went through them, and he cut that down to 39 people. And 39 people were executed. It was for massacres and other war crimes, the largest mass execution in U.S. history. But, Lincoln cut it down from 303 to 39. And then there are other complaints about him. I mean, you can always find things to complain about anybody. I think the bottom line here is that the main thing, the point, is this tendency to stand in judgment of people who lived long ago and hold them accountable to 21st century standards is very misguided. If you go down that road, nobody passes muster. Nobody.
I mean, if you looked at there's no way, if you studied what anybody said 200 years ago and 100 years ago, none of it would be acceptable. But nobody knows what anyone's random, unimportant grandfather said. They only know what the famous guy said. So now we've got to take all the famous guys' names off buildings. None of their achievements matter. Only their one statement. It's all ludicrous. None of it makes any sense. They're not here to defend themselves anymore. You could take one line I said, Wayne Root, on radio, out of context, to make me look like a bad guy, and forget about the fact that I've had an incredible career and created thousands of jobs and created thousands of thousands of positive impacts for the United States of America as a businessman. None of that matters anymore because Wayne Root said one line on the radio. It's just stupid. It's just dumb.
You have to take people, especially people who lived decades or centuries ago, in the totality of their lives and acts. And in the totality of his acts, Lincoln's life and achievements are magnificent. I mean, this is the man who saved our country when it was literally falling apart, saved the Union. He defended our founding principles when a lot of people wanted to cast them aside. And he helped lead the effort to free millions of enslaved Americans. I mean, what else do you want? What else do you want?
I don't know. I don't know what you want, but liberals, I guess, want perfection. I don't know who the saint is. I mean, is Ilhan Omar what they want? Because she married her own brother, and she hates, Jews. So, I mean, I don't know. Congressman Ilhan Omar, I guess she's their perfect example. That's all good. No problem. By the way, Lincoln did one thing bad with the Indians. He's gone. Never mention his name again. Your representative in Congress, who's one of your biggest names, married her brother. I'm not quite sure, how those two match up with each other, but it's very bizarre. Did other social media platforms run ads for your novel, Old Abe?
Yeah, they did, including Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, which makes it all the more bizarre and absurd that this whole thing happened. It makes no sense at all. But as I say, the larger point, I think, is that And I'm sure you saw the video that was leaked out of Facebook, I guess yesterday, about talking about their political leanings.
Yes.
So the larger point is that it seems like a lot of people, running these elitist institutions like Silicon Valley corporations and universities and government agencies and editorial boardrooms, seem to have forgotten what free speech is. If that's supposed to be a bedrock American right and principle, and this country was founded to be a place where competing ideas meet.
John, not anymore.
Like,
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. No, they've forgotten. They have forgotten what it means. And somewhere along the way, they've been taught or they've learned that if someone makes them feel unsafe or triggers them or they disagree with them or, you know, they can interpret they're saying as misinformation, that those people need to be canceled or silenced. And that's not what this country is supposed to be about. It's just not what we were supposed to be about.
Well, I don't think it's about hating Jews or marrying your brother, which is illegal in Minnesota either, but she's a United States Congresswoman. I hate to keep bringing that up, but it's in the headlines right now. It's just an interesting headline that Republicans are trying to get her kicked, Ilhan Omar kicked off of many committees because Democrats are trying to kick this gal, Marjorie Taylor Greene, off committees. Yeah. So what is your book about? Let's not, you know, there's only about a minute left. Let's make sure we leave with you telling us what is this book, Old Abe, about?
Thank you. It is a historical novel, and it is the story of the last 5 years of Abraham Lincoln's life. So it starts with him in the spring of 1860 with his nomination for presidency, and that you were at his side, you know, every page, every chapter, as he goes through this presidency and the Civil War. And I wrote it to both to bring Lincoln alive for readers and make him a walking, talking, living, you know, third person, not just that stiff image on the penny or $5 bill, and also to remind people of what just an extraordinary service he performed for this country.
All right, John Cribb, author of Old Abe, an historical novel about Abraham Lincoln. It's so bizarre. I never thought I'd be defending Abraham Lincoln when a liberal says his name's got to go and his statue's got to go and his name can't be on schools. It's so bizarre. He freed the slaves. You'd almost think Lincoln was the president of the Confederacy the way they treat him, right? You'd think. It's the most bizarre thing ever. John Cribb, thanks for coming on the show, author of Old Abe. Thank you, John. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off freedomhealthalliance.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Raw and unfiltered. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Wasn't that amazing if you were here and I read you the stats from Andrew Cuomo reopening dining when every stat and every metric that measures COVID is worse now than it was when he closed dining. Now he's reopening dining. Because when he closed dining, Trump was president. When he reopened dining, it's a new president. It's Biden. It's his guy. So now everybody can go back to work again. Isn't that pathetic? Doesn't that prove it was all a scam? Everybody's dying and now every business can stay open. Oh my gosh. Speaking of scams, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I criticized before because, you know, some of the things that they claim she says do sound crazy. Doesn't mean that overall we'd probably agree 90% of all votes. You're voting on taxes and more jobs and a better economy and less regulations and a wall and more choice with health care. I guarantee you her and I are on the same team on every one of those issues. But they're grabbing statements like they do with me on the radio. Except mine are always a joke. The ones they grab are just, you know, funny things I've said on the air. Or a quick tweet that has nothing to do with my overall views on anything. And maybe that's what they did to her too. Who knows? But she sure made a good point today. You know, just as I think my guest made a great point, Josh Manning, earlier in the show. In hour number one, Josh said that her words haven't hurt anybody. Not one person has died because of the words of Marjorie Taylor Greene, congresswoman from Georgia. Even if you don't like them, nobody died. But communism killed 100 million people. Murdered! So you ought to be a lot more concerned with communists than with conservatives who you think are too right-wing. But let's see what Marjorie Taylor herself has to say. She brutally rips Representative Ilhan Omar. Brutally rips her. Marjorie Taylor Greene literally owned Ilhan Omar today by reminding her that marrying your brother is illegal in Minnesota. Greene was responding to a statement tweeted out by Omar in which she accused the Trumpian Republican congresswoman of inciting violence. And Green responded, "You provided aid and comfort to the enemies of the American people that rioted violently in your state by sharing links to the bail bonds, the MMF bail bonds, which must be a fund just for Black Lives Matter rioters. And by the way, marrying your brother is illegal in Minnesota." Omar's statement claims Republican efforts to whitewash Marjorie Taylor Greene's incitement of violence are rooted in racism, misogyny, and Islamophobia, and claims that Greene actively encouraged the insurrection on the Capitol that threatened my life and the life of every member of Congress. The hashtag Alexandria Ocasio-Smollett was trending as this was going on, as people mocked AOC for claiming her life was in danger while she was in a building a 10-minute walk from the actual Capitol building where the protest was taking place. Everybody's attacking this Marjorie Greene because it's all about WMD, weapons of mass distraction. They don't want you to see, with this hand, you know, on the right, Joe Biden's destroying America and destroying capitalism and just destroying the energy business and killing middle-class jobs. And then they say, no, look over here in the other hand. There's a Republican extremist here. Well, again, not only did Marjorie Greene not kill anybody, and her words didn't kill anybody, but on top of that, she didn't cost anyone their job. Whereas you guys kill jobs every day. You're killing the whole energy industry, and you're killing jobs not only directly, but indirectly. Every time you kill a middle-class job, and you do it by the tens of thousands and the hundreds of thousands, but every time you do it, you're also increasing the cost of getting goods to the market. So in other words, everything you do causes electric bills to go up for average middle-class people. It causes the cost of groceries to go up for average middle-class people. It causes the cost of a car to go up. It causes the cost of an airplane flight to go up. Everything, every travel, everything you do, cost will go up if the cost is based on green energy. Green energy is a boondoggle that doesn't work and never will work. Green energy increases prices, doubles them, triples them, and causes massive blackouts in California. But Marjorie Taylor Greene has the same philosophies as Donald Trump. You know, and I'm not discussing any controversial statement she's made, but I guarantee her conservative views on capitalism and on creating jobs are the same as Trump's, and on lowering taxes and on killing regulations. Guarantee you she's in the same league. And all that did was create the greatest economy in 50 years and the best numbers for blacks and Hispanics ever. Ever! When we come back, it's hour number three of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Don't forget my email, wayneroot@gmail.com, wayneroot@gmail.com. My website, rootforamerica.com, great stuff there. Brand new website, newly redone as of the first of the year. Lots of great content, changes every day. And you can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. See you for hour number three in about 5 minutes.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.